Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dua Halisai Kowtow. The UN Secretary General is renewing his call for a ceasefire in Gaza after a new report warned of catastrophic hunger. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. says a ceasefire should be part of a deal that includes the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls the latest report on food insecurity in Gaza an appalling indictment of conditions on the ground for civilians.
The world's leading experts on food insecurity clearly document that famine in the northern part of Gaza is imminent.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel describes the report as, in his words, alarming and heart-wrenching. He says the U.S. is encouraging Israel to scale up the delivery of aid to Gaza and give unhindered access to land convoys. He says the U.S. supports a temporary ceasefire, but one that is coupled with the release of hostages. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In Haiti, at least a dozen people are dead in the latest gang violence, and there are reports that some victims have called local radio stations to get help from police. NPR's Ada Peralta is in the city of Cap Haitian, far north of Port-au-Prince.
We're not seeing the kind of violence here that we're seeing in Port-au-Prince. In fact, the violence here has been sporadic. But also, nothing is really normal here. The state is virtually absent. You're talking Cap Haitian is Haiti's second largest city, and it doesn't have any municipal water or any municipal electricity. And it's not that it goes off and on. It doesn't exist. That means that people struggle to lead a dignified life.
NPR's Ada Peralta. The Arizona electorate is divided into thirds, split roughly equally among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. But when Arizonans head to the polls on Tuesday to cast their votes for presidential nominees, all those independent voters won't have much of a say. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Ben Giles reports.
This election isn't a primary. In Arizona, the vote to nominate presidential candidates is called the presidential preference election, or PPE for short. That's because only registered Republicans and Democrats are allowed to participate. But there's nothing stopping independents like Patricia Coughlin from temporarily re-registering, in her case as a Republican, to cast a vote.
I just feel that it is our duty to vote. We're lucky to be able to. And it was frustrating to me that I couldn't, cast a ballot.
There's a ballot initiative gathering signatures that would require the Republican and Democratic parties to pay for future PPEs or else let independents participate.
This is NPR. The Bank of Japan ended its global era of negative interest rates today, marking the first time it's doing so in maybe 17 years. The central bank raised its benchmark interest rate to a range of 0 to 0.1% from minus 0.1%. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has released a guide for hospitals to improve the well-being of healthcare workers. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports.
According to the most recent data from the CDC, nearly half of U.S. healthcare workers report that they often feel burned out, and nearly half say they intend to look for a new job. Research shows that burnout is caused by chronic stress at the workplace, often caused by systemic factors within organizations. The new recommendations include 6 key steps that hospital leaders can implement throughout the organization to address burnout and improve well-being among staff. Those steps include building a dedicated team to support professional well-being within hospitals and removing barriers to seeking mental health care. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
North Korea's official state media says its leader, Kim Jong-un, supervised a live fire drill of artillery rockets. The new report out of Pyongyang claims those units were equipped with, quote, super large multiple rocket launchers. Previously, the North has said some of its rocket launchers are capable of delivering nuclear warheads, concerning South Korea and its allies. This comes as Secretary of State Anthony Blinken visited Seoul. I'm Dua Halisai Kowtow, NPR News in New York City.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.